the KZN Future 50 with Pavlo Fitidis. Inspiring KZN's business future.
It is time for KZN Future 50, and for that, we will need a Pavlo Fitidis from Auric. Morning, Pavlo.
Good morning.
Pablo, people have been writing in saying they like these updates. Do you have another one for us?
I do, actually. Do you remember Priyan Reddy from SA Plastics?
I do.
Yeah, it was plastic is here to stay. It's there forever. There's a clever way to make it work. From the small feature we did on him, he landed up partnering with a KZN manufacturer in the plastics industry and has onboarded into that manufacturer three new employees, all of whom have a hearing disability. So it goes to show you there is the ability for business to do good, to do well. And through Priyan's business, SA Plastics, he made sure that those three employees were skilled and capable in the manufacturing of plastic materials.
All right, so thank you for that update. Today, what business are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about Pro Talent, founded by Cindy Norcott, 30 years ago this year, incidentally. And what it does is they place permanent staff for South African companies. And interestingly, increasingly, South African staff in South Africa for remote placements for international companies that are looking for South African talent, South African work ethics, South African values in the workspace and workplace across the United States, Canada, Europe, the UK, Australia. She's placing people staying here in South Africa but providing services abroad.
Well, we know Cindy. We know Cindy well. We know her books. And we also do know about Pro Talent. Again, we're not talking about businesses here. We're talking about KZN Future 50. What qualifies Cindy and Pro Talent to be on KZN Future 50?
Darren, you know, the world of work has shifted seismically over the last 5 years. The power has shifted from the employer to the talented employee, not employees, the talented employee. And talent comes in many different shapes and forms. It comes in the shape of skills, but it also comes in the shape of values and attitudes. Also, work ethics and values have changed across the workspace. I think COVID made a lot of people reconsider the purpose of their lives and meaning in their lives. And then there are big generational shifts, which we have spoken about, you and I, around different younger generations coming into the workforce, heavily influenced by the social media that they're looking at. And sadly, that social media often disconnects them from the reality of the workplace and the world of work. So lots of issues have changed the world of work. And as employers, we need to wrap our heads around it. As employees, we need to wrap our heads around it. And Cindy has such deep insight from both perspectives.
All right, I'm excited about this one. Pavlo, where will Pro Talent or could Pro Talent be in, say, 5 years?
You know, I think they could be very well positioned to help employers and employees. So, for example, there was a fantastic study that I was very, very privileged to be involved with. It ran across 10,000 businesses in South Africa, the United Kingdom, the United States. And we did a whole lot of studies around what makes them work and what makes them not work. And one of the interesting things, Darren, that came out is that 95% of the employees in those businesses had no idea what the company's growth plan was. And every time I spoke to leaders in those businesses over the 3 years, they said, you know, if you want something done properly, you've got to just do it yourself. So from an employer position, you need to figure out how to get your employees engaged, because if you can and if you do, they'll help you with the heavy lifting. From an employee position, how about when you go to a next job interview, instead of saying, I want to join your company so I can learn and grow, how about pitching up, having done your research, and saying, you should employ me because I can bring this value to you. Employees need to also understand that employers want value before they offer you value in return. Getting those conversations done right is where Cindy's position or Cindy's business needs to be positioned, I think.
What can KZN do to help?
I discussed this with Cindy and I said, what would help bring employers and employees together? And what she proposed is this. She offered to write up an ebook, in other words, a digital book on the role of the employer, the role of the employee, the new world of work, and how to bring the two together in a more meaningful way. And she then went further and said she would be prepared to put a free webinar together, inviting employers, inviting employees, inviting job seekers for that matter, to join the webinar, get the insights around the new world of work, and how they can both harness them to each other's advantage. And that webinar she will set for the 15th of March. To register to get the ebook, visit protalent.co.za or go to ecr.co.za, find the KZN Future 50 tab, find Cindy's business there, click on it and register. But put yourself in the position where you can be in the midst of an expert who's forecasting what the future of employment and employers look like.
Pavlo Fatidis from Auric, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. See you next week.